Sure.
You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to today's episode of Making Bank. It's packed full of amazing content that's going to deliver results right now for you if you take and apply these tactics, strategies, and everything that we're being taught. And with today's episode, really make sure you're watching as well as listening for throughout this whole episode to what each of these guests has to say. And we have some amazing guests. We have everybody from Trav to Adrian Anthony Morrison to George Bryant, Todd Brown, Ian Stanley, and many more. So this episode is chock full to talk to you how to market yourself, how to market your business, and break through the noise that are out there all around us today. So stay tuned and get ready for today's amazing guests of Making Bank right now.
Is you want to invest the time, energy, and effort to become a student of markets and people.
Okay.
And you want to look for what out there, where are the, and what are the groups of people that are interested in a topic or a product that a large group of people that gather, they gather either offline in conferences, they gather in Facebook pages and groups and forums, they gather there on, there's a database where we can direct mail them, right? And they're hungry and interested in XYZ.
Sure.
And then we get to decide if we want to bring them XYZ or bring them a different version of XYZ or a better version of XYZ.
Okay.
You know, it was Gary Halbert that talked about, you know, this idea that you want to find a starving crowd.
Right.
That's what you want. That's, forget that, you know, forget opening up a burger joint with a great logo. Forget the best meat. Forget the best cooks. Forget the right location.
Right.
You want a starving crowd. I've seen entrepreneurs struggle to grow.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen them like agonize, you know, just struggle to make things work. And I've seen other entrepreneurs with no better skills, no more passion,
right,
no greater motivation or discipline do incredible things very quickly. Mm. And the big difference between the two is, you know, is the one struggling is trying to take a portion of the river and move it over there. They're building a dam and they're trying to, right? And the other
right
one is like, I'm riding it up
going,
there, man.
Yeah.
I'm on it. The thing is taking me, you know, and that's the beauty of, you know, you find a market that's hot, excited, passionate, accessible, big, has money, they're spending money on it, and you're able to see what it is that they want through their buying habits, through their
sure
behavior, and
okay
then you're the guy or gal that brings them that thing.
Right.
And so when you're writing, when you're filming, if you're willing to share those stories that scare you, you're automatically going to be in some form of an emotional state in which, and people, the more people feel, the more they buy. You know, people buy on emotion and they justify with logic. So there's the reason they buy, and then there's the reason they tell their wife or their husband, and that's the logic part coming in, because they go, well, why did you sign up for this? And it's like, well, because it's going to make us more money. But really, he's like, you know, dealing with something much deeper. And he's like, well, I actually just don't feel like I'm a good enough person if I don't make this much money, and I feel less than everyone around me. And so the more you can make people feel, the more emotionally driven you can be with your copy and your marketing, the more people are going to spend.
I say go find out what everybody else out there wants.
Okay.
Find out what's hot. Not maybe to you. Like, a lot of the stuff that I sell is ridiculous. Like, I think it's the dumbest stuff ever, really. but I sell millions of dollars
but
worth
yeah
of it. So find something that people are very passionate about
okay
and that's evergreen. So, for instance, one of the niches I'm very big in is the dog niche.
Okay.
And you got to think about it. People say, oh, is that saturated? Well, no, because every day, who knows how many people adopt a new
pet, yeah,
right? So it's an evergreen niche that is not going to saturate. It's not going to run out. That's one of the first things I would do is just focus on a broad, very popular,
okay,
hot evergreen niche. Who's more likely to buy a product that's associated with dog lovers? Somebody that is associated with a dog rescue as an interest, or somebody that just
likes
falls under dogs? Or
right
pit bulls.
Sure.
So when we hit these very passionate,
okay,
precise interests, that propels our ads to virality,
mm-hmm,
right? It gets lots of likes, lots of shares, because we're hitting very passionate audiences.
Okay.
Which gives us credibility. Phase number two is we hit dogs.
Gotcha.
Just dogs, 30 million people. Phase number three is once that's profitable, we hit lookalike audiences. So on Facebook, you can make lookalikes. Phase four, not very many people believe works, but it does, and I've taught tens of thousands of people how to do it in my Ecom Success Academy training.
Sure.
It's called zero targeting.
Okay.
Because the Facebook pixel will optimize for you. Once your Facebook pixel gets data and understands who your buyers are and are not, it should try to find buyers for you.
Buyers.
It doesn't matter if it's on Facebook, on Instagram, on television, and, you know, on a webinar, whatever. Sure. And I think one of the most important things that we found with selling, and I think even with your e-commerce stuff when you write it in your ad, is telling stories. Because you know, if you think about it, that's what makes people tick, right? When you can pull emotion, when you can evoke emotion, right?
Right.
And that's what's going to make people take an immediate action and then and a persistent action. And so we always tell stories, whether it's selling a dog collar and telling a story about your dog along the way.
Dog safety.
Or, or it's on a webinar telling a story that you then weave the sale into. So I would say anytime you're selling something, whether it's e-com, digital, whatever, always make sure you're telling stories to sell because it's an indirect sell, you know, and it's people buying into your stories.
The first part is being obsessed with it. The second part is that when you're putting something out there, the number one question that I ask myself is, what am I trying to make somebody feel? Because there's a lot of people that create content that there's no feeling behind.
Okay.
And I think there's a lot of value in creating lots of content. But I think that the one thing that people really miss the most is, what's the feeling I'm trying to get to people? It, like, for instance, I love Gary Vaynerchuk, but he's also extremely passionate. And he makes people feel stuff by his talking.
For sure.
So when he says create a lot of content, what I think that he's just so good at what he does that he misses is that they have to feel something in that content. Is him naturally in his perfect, like in his crazy,
that makes sense, yeah,
super enthusiastic state, makes somebody feel something. An average person's listening to that and they're creating content like, why is it not going? Why is it not going? Why is it not going? Because you just might not be as passionate and so somebody's not feeling something as they watch it. My most viral video talks about why your job's a waste of your life. Like, I'm very passionate about people not wasting their life at a job if they hate it.
Sure.
If you love your job, stay there forever. That's great. That's beautiful. But you have to realize 85% of people hate where they are. And they spend the majority of their waking hours there. So I'm very passionate about, like, quit your damn job and make less money doing something that you love.
Right.
Like, I would prefer that. And I'm sure that your children prefer to see a happier, more holistic version of yourself as doing something that you love versus just selling your soul in order to, you know, make money.
If someone were to tell me to never give up and that the pieces will eventually fall together and that it will all start to make sense, you know, I think that's important because there was a long time, there were some dark days for me in this, and now I understand the formula. I've gone through the trials and tribulations of trying to figure out what does work for not only my brand, but e-commerce and, you know, having a life of financial freedom in general, right? So I think it's just so important to just keep going and keep going and keep grinding. And just in the last few years, it really started to click for me, and I started doing this stuff 15 years ago now, right? So it's just staying consistent, showing up every day, putting in the work, and it pays off.
Imagine if you walked into a grocery store and two things happened. You added a dozen eggs to your cart, and then you added, let's say, a container of orange juice. And when you got up to the register, you decided you didn't want the orange juice, so you put it back, and then you bought the eggs. And then on the way out the door, after you bought, the manager said, oh, wait, hold on. Do you want to double the amount of eggs you have for half the price? And you're like, no. And then you walk again. They're like, all right, do you want to triple it for 10% off and even more? So you'll have 36 dozen eggs. And you're like, no. And then he's like, oh, wait, but you put the orange juice back. Are you sure you don't want the orange juice? You're like, no. Like, can you imagine if we applied the principles of digital marketing to an in-person experience, just walking out of a grocery store or walking out of Starbucks? We would literally have not enough room in jail for all the assaults that occurred in this country.
I am Josh Filber. You are watching Making Bank. Get out and be extraordinary.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. And sharing is caring. Follow Josh Filber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.